Welcome to Public Health Matters, where I join Dr. Christina M. Madison, the founder and CEO of the Public Health Pharmacist, PLLC, a public health consulting firm. She is passionate about spreading knowledge on public health in order to create healthier and happier communities. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Public Health Matters. I'm Jill Murphy, and I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Christina Madison, and we're just going to do a quick overview of what public health actually is. Dr. Madison, thank you for joining me, and I just wanted to ask you exactly what you feel public health is in your definition.
Man, so talk about a loaded question, right? So, because there's just so many things that public health is, and I think a lot of people don't realize. So obviously right now, the thing that's on top of everyone's mind is the COVID-19 pandemic. And so disaster preparedness, things like vaccinations, you know, it's all about preventable disease. And I think the biggest thing that, you know, our listeners should know is that it really is about the health of the many versus the health of the one. And so when we think about that and we think about, you know, communicable illnesses and, you know, wanting to keep entire communities healthy and well, you know, that's why we put these types of preventative care measures in place. And obviously, one of the biggest public health interventions is vaccinations. One of the single most successful, you know, healthcare inventions in modern medicine. So another thing to think about when you think about public health is also things that help us with our safety. So clean water, clean food, right? Like going to a restaurant and not thinking that they're going to poison you because there's health inspectors that come in and make sure that they are using sanitary processes. Also, seatbelts. That's a public health measure, you know, not having somebody smoking next to you in a restaurant, right? Because smoking can cause cancer. And, you know, just understanding that, you know, there's a lot about environmental safety. And then actually, as of today, there was an editorial published in New England Journal of Medicine where over 200, you know, health experts and journals came together to say that climate change is actually one of the strongest things that is going to be impacting the global public health, and that it needs to be immediately addressed, and that we need to do everything we possibly can to stop the warming of our planet. So I think that was kind of a long-winded answer, but ultimately public health is everything that we do to create healthier and happier communities.
And you seem to have a lot of experience and background in this topic. How did you exactly get involved in public health?
So great question. Obviously, my journey into public health is non-traditional, but ultimately it really stemmed from my love of teaching and the fact that I had an opportunity to be involved in academia when I was a pharmacy resident. So I really loved teaching. And so when I moved back home, I was looking for a faculty position that would give me an opportunity to teach and then also be with patients. So my first job was at an osteopathic medical school, and unfortunately they didn't have any patient care opportunities. So I was there for about 2 years and then decided to apply for a position with our College of Pharmacy. And at the time there were two positions available. There was one that was at our county hospital and another that was with our county health department. And so by the time I interviewed for the position, unfortunately the position with the county hospital had been taken by one of their current residents. So my only option was to work at the county health department. They'd never had a pharmacist before. They really didn't know what to do with me. But luckily, I had some amazing mentors there. The director of pharmacy was, director of nursing, excuse me, was absolutely outstanding. And she just really took me under her wing and really taught me what public health was. And so I was there for about a decade, and then I transitioned to my current position, which is in a family medicine practice that caters to the LGBTQ community. So still doing public health, just in a slightly different form. But yeah, it was one of the best experiences of my life.
And you seem to have a very non-traditional way that you got into this field. And I just wanted to know, are there any career opportunities for pharmacists that are interested in joining public health that can be considered actually traditional?
Absolutely. So I am definitely non-traditional, but in every, pretty much every sense of the word. But if you do want to get into public health, there are very traditional roles. So one is the U.S. Public Health Service. So you can actually come in as a commissioned officer. You can actually work for Indian Health Services, which is also part of the federal system. And then you can also work for the Bureau of Prisons. And then I also have another colleague that is a CDC fellow, or you can work for the FDA or the DEA. So those are all like really like more traditional roles when we think about pharmacists working in public health. But pretty much every pharmacist that does vaccinations or is doing COVID testing is doing public health. They just don't realize it.
And with all that being said, why is it so important for pharmacists to know about this field, and how can it benefit their patients in the long run?
I think the number one thing that I would want people to understand is that it really is about that sense of community and sense of belonging and really wanting to like help thy neighbor, right? So like when I'm healthy and well, that means that I can do more, I can be a more productive member of society, that means I can help others, right? And so we should all strive for that. And I think a lot of times we take for granted that we wake up in health, because there's so many people who suffer from chronic medical conditions, chronic pain, fatigue, right? And so I think we take that for granted. And so pharmacists, as one of the most accessible healthcare professionals, I think are really uniquely qualified to do public health interventions because we are so accessible to the public and because we're so trusted. So we can talk to them about these safety measures and things that really help to keep the community as a whole healthier so that we can do more for everyone, right? And so, you know, when we think about poor air quality, we think about these deserts where people can't find fresh fruits and vegetables, right? So, you know, grocery deserts, pharmacy deserts, all of those things directly impact our health and wellness. And, you know, not going towards like a pill for every ill, which unfortunately as a pharmacist, I think we just automatically are assumed to want to push a bunch of medication, but that's not always the case. We're in it for the health and the wellness and the community good. And I think that's really what I want people to understand, is that there's so much of what we can do that really just benefits more than just the single individual patient, but really the community as a whole.
There's definitely so much that we can do in this field. And that's why we're going to make sure our listeners tune in next month for our episode of Public Health Matters.